Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The founder of GoBob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales will a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it? Because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line in inline hay trailers, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there. Plus, their resale value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years. By the third year, you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBob Radio, GoBobRadio.com.
Cattle futures today finished 40 to 60 higher on the front end of the feeder cattle, with March finishing at 129.87. They did go all the way to 113.15, which was 80 cents off of their high from last week. So there's ideas that we could retest those highs since we are within about a dollar of those. Live cattle today up 92 in February at 119.45. The high was 119.72 for the live cattle. If you look at the live cattle chart here, we've been on a pretty good rally all the way since October, and we're right on the highs, even going back further than that. I think you've got to go back to like March of last year to see these same levels on the live cattle. So overall, there's really good action there for the cattle futures and their charts. Box beef at midday was slightly higher for choice. It was up 38 cents, 191.77. Select down 29, 187.17. $4.60 on 52 loads. Feeder cattle index is 132.03, down 57 as of last week. That's still above where the January futures are. Packers are estimated to be making about $50 a head, and the cash trade, of course, has been pretty good at 119 to 120 to where it finished last week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain market today was strong. We had beans leading the way 20 to 21 cents higher. If you go out to November of 2017, which would be the new crop beans, they were not near as high at 10.20, only up 1.5 cents. That July-November bean spread that we've seen so much volatility with over the years continues to do it, with the July up 20 and the November up about a penny. So there's pretty good move there on that July-November soybean spread. Corn was 7 higher, wheat's 3 to 7 higher. Kansas City was actually the weakest wheat. July Kansas City only up 3 at 475 and 3 quarters, about a nickel off the highs. There was a USDA announcement of corn this morning, 103,000 metric tons of corn to an unknown destination. Then we had exports this morning. We're neutral for wheat on the high end, neutral for corn, and then on the high end for soybeans. And also we had a mid-session NOPA report today. The National Oilseed Producers said that they crushed 160.18 million bushels of soybeans, lower than expected. We were expecting 162.8, so a little disappointing, but the beans did not really care. It doesn't seem like as strong as they closed. Outside factors today, we had the dollar down sharply, bonds up 29, the stock market down around 100 in the Dow. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.